With some parts of the province grappling with drought conditions, many areas around the province are now reporting low water levels because of below-average snowpack and precipitation in recent months. Alberta's temperature has increased by 1.9 C over the past century, with drought conditions likely to become more frequent as the climate warms, according to some experts. A strong El Niño event is predicted this winter, bringing even lower precipitation and higher temperatures. The Alberta Energy Regulator recently expressed the need for industry preparedness. The AIR will be meeting with various industry water license holders to discuss water restrictions, industry mitigation plans to reduce risks to their current operations, as well as the operators' contingency plans in the event that water becomes less available to them, reads information from the Alberta Energy Regulator, dated for early December. Businesses are urged to stay informed about water shortage advisories while complying with water licenses specified in the Water Act. Additionally, industry licensees are urged to follow withdrawal limits specified in their license, especially those related to low flow restrictions. Licensees are also asked to prepare contingency plans. Across the province, water level measuring stations will help monitor the situation, with an emphasis on water conservation measures. The AIR is willing to meet to address mitigation plans. We cannot make it rain or snow, but all of us have a role to play. Conserving water can help your community, as well as Albertans downstream from you. In the coming months, we will all have to pull together to secure our province's water supply, says Energy Minister Rebecca Schultz. It is a challenge that I am confident Albertans will meet. According to the December 11 Alberta Agriculture Moisture Situation Update, since November 1, the unofficial start to winter in Alberta, precipitation has been well below average across most areas, ranging from once-in-3-to-6-year lows throughout most of southern Alberta, to once-in-50-year lows through large parts of the northeast and northwest regions, along with much of the southern Peace region and a relatively small area lying northeast of Brooks. The update also offers some historical data. Looking back through 123 years of Edmonton's meteorological record, 1901-2023, we see that there were at least 17 years that there was no snow cover on November 30. In the 22-year period alone, from 1907 and 1928, there were at least 6 years where there was no snow on the ground at the end of November, and 4 of these years had average temperatures for the month that were warmer than November 2023. In comparison, in the last 21 years there has only been 4 years with no snow on the ground on November 30, 2002, 2004, 2008 and 2023, and none of these other years were as warm as 2023. The public can find additional information on water shortage advisories on the Government of Alberta website.